StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots summary of Fast Like a Girl, A Woman's Guide to Using the Healing Power by Dr. Mindy Pelz.
Life gets busy. Has Fast Like a Girl been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have the book, get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details.
Introduction.
Ready to discover how fasting can harmonize with your body's rhythm to help you achieve your wellness goals? When you think about fasting, do you imagine a monk living on nothing but air and sunlight? Or perhaps you picture going days on end without a single bite of food? Let's clear up some misconceptions right off the bat. Fasting doesn't have to be that extreme. In Dr. Mindy Pelz's enlightening book, Fast Like a Girl, you'll find descriptions of fasts that last up to, and even beyond, 72 hours. But don't worry, that's not the norm. The main element cornerstone of the fasting lifestyle is intermittent fasting, which usually involves going 13 to 15 hours without food each day. Not so scary now, is it? If you're still feeling a bit hesitant, that's okay. This handy guide is going to demystify the science behind fasting. It will also introduce you to a concept known as metabolic switching and explain how fasting can sync up with a woman's hormonal cycle. We'll cap it off with a 30-day reset plan to help you ease into fasting, complete with some savvy tips for breaking your fast in a way that aligns with your goals. We won't cover all the specific foods that best complement a healthy fasting lifestyle, but you'll get a solid foundation to start fasting safely. Plus, you'll be armed with the knowledge to tailor a fasting lifestyle that's a perfect fit for your unique body. Before we jump in, let's clarify something. In this context, the term woman refers to anyone who has a hormonal cycle of estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone. This includes individuals who have experienced menopause, or those who may not have their period due to stress or birth control. All right, let's get started on this exciting journey.
About Dr. Mindy Pelz.
Dr. Mindy Pelz is a well-known holistic health expert who educates women about their bodies. She teaches her five-step approach to empower people to use fasting, diet variation, detoxing, stress management, and lifestyle changes to achieve optimal health and slow down aging. Her private coaching group, the Reset Academy, teaches women how to sync fasting with their hormones. Pelz has high-profile clients and has worked with Olympic athletes, actors, CEOs, and countless patients. She has a popular YouTube channel, three best-selling books, and a members-only Facebook group. Her podcast is ranked within Apple's top 40 U.S. science podcasts. Pelz has been featured in various media outlets and lives in San Jose, California, with her family.
Story Shot 1. It's more about what you eat than how much you eat.
We've all heard that age-old dieting advice. Calories in must be less than calories out. This mantra has been repeated for years, telling us if we eat fewer calories than we burn, we'll shed pounds and become healthier. But recent studies suggest it's less about the quantity you eat and more about when you eat. Let's dive into some interesting research. A 2018 study published in the Journal of Nutrition and Healthy Aging found that obese individuals saw significant metabolic improvements just by shrinking their daily eating window. Participants ate whatever they fancied, but restricted their eating to an 8-hour period, and the results were stunning. Another study in 2020 in Cell Metabolism found that people who consumed their meals within a 10-hour window experienced enhanced metabolic effects compared to those who ate the same meals over a 14-hour period. Just by adding 4 hours of fasting, with no changes to their diet, people observed significant metabolic changes. But how does that work? Let's explore the fascinating science of fasting.
Story Shot 2. Metabolic switching helps us lose weight and stay healthy.
Growth hormone performs three key functions: The first is that it helps you burn fat, especially around the midsection. The second fabulous process that growth hormone provides is muscle growth. Mindy Pels. Our ancestors adapted to have energy reserves even after fasting. They feasted during the day, and their bodies entered a fasting state overnight. Come morning, they needed enough energy to scavenge for more food. This energy was supplied by ketones their bodies produced while fasting. This changeover from using glucose for energy to ketones is what we call metabolic switching. So what's metabolic switching? Essentially, it's the body's transition from a sugar-burning mode to a fat-burning mode. When we're not fasting, our bodies are in sugar-burning mode, using the glucose from our food for energy. But when we're fasting for an extended period, our bodies switch to the fat-burning system for energy. Sugar is stored as glycogen in our muscles, liver, and fat. Exercise helps burn glycogen in muscles, but through fasting, we can start tapping into the glycogen stores in our liver and fat tissues too. But that's not all. When fasting, our bodies regenerate neurons damaged by exposure to toxins and excess sugar. They also repair our mitochondria, reduce the risk of developing cancer, and balance our gut health. This metabolic switching was a perfect fit with the lifestyle of our ancestors. Today, however, we rarely reach a fully fasted state due to our around-the-clock access to food. The benefits of fasting change depending on the length of the fast, and we'll delve into the different fasting windows and their benefits a little later. But next, let's examine another crucial factor that influences the science of fasting: a woman's hormonal cycle.
Story shot 3, the female hormonal cycle affects mood.
Before we delve into how fasting and the female hormonal cycle intertwine, let's first take a moment to understand the basics of this hormonal cycle. Each cycle begins on the first day of menstruation and ends on the first day of the next period. The average cycle lasts 28 days, though it's entirely normal for it to be a little shorter or a bit longer. On day one of the cycle, when menstruation begins, the levels of three hormones, estrogen, testosterone, and progesterone, are at their lowest. As the uterus sheds its lining, the body incrementally replenishes its estrogen reserves, preparing for the upcoming ovulation. This process prompts the uterine lining to regenerate and thicken. Ovulation typically takes place between the 11th and 15th days of the cycle. Around day 13, estrogen levels peak, coinciding with the height of ovulation. This rise in estrogen often fosters a sense of optimism, as it aids in the production of mood-boosting neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. Coupled with an increase in testosterone, this period is when a woman often feels her happiest and most empowered. Following ovulation, from days 16 to 18, hormone levels take a dip as the body prepares for progesterone production. This often results in a decrease in energy levels. Around day 19, progesterone production begins, a crucial step in readying the uterus for a potential fertilized egg. If no fertilization occurs, progesterone production ceases. As both progesterone and estrogen levels wane, the uterus gets set to shed its lining, marking the start of the next menstrual cycle.
Story shot 4. A woman's hormonal cycle can work in sync with fasting.
Now let's see how this cycle dovetails with fasting. Pels breaks down the cycle into three distinct phases based on the dominant hormones: power, manifestation, and nurture. The cycle begins with the first power phase from day 1 to day 10, followed by the manifestation phase from day 11 to day 15. The second power phase runs from day 16 to day 19, and from day 20 onwards until the onset of the next menstruation is the nurture phase. The optimal time to fast is during the power phases when your body is generating estrogen. Fasting can lower insulin levels, which is beneficial for estrogen production. Fasts of any length during these power phases can be advantageous. Pels encourages experimenting with different fasting durations, from intermittent fasting to 72-hour fasts. For longer fasts, like 24 hours or more, remember to give your body ample time to recover before embarking on another prolonged fast. It's not advisable to squeeze in more than one 72-hour fast per cycle. On the other hand, fasting can negatively impact progesterone production. Increased stress during fasting can elevate cortisol levels, which can hinder progesterone production during the nurture phase. Additionally, progesterone thrives with higher glucose levels, which fasting reduces. Hence, it's best to avoid fasting during the nurture phase when your body is busy creating progesterone. Lastly, the manifestation phase coincides with a surge in testosterone production. Given the limited research on female testosterone levels and fasting, Pels recommends, based on male studies and her clinical observations, that fasts during this phase should not exceed 15 hours a day. In summary, during the first power phase, days 1 to 10, you can try fasting for durations ranging from 13 to 72 hours. The manifestation phase, days 11 to 15, calls for shorter fasts, ideally between 13 and 15 hours a day. The second power phase, days 16 to 19, welcomes fasts of any length. Lastly, from day 19 until the start of your next period, the nurture phase, it's generally a good idea to steer clear of fasting. There you have it. With this guide, you can tailor your fasting habits to sync with your cycle, maximizing the potential benefits of both. Just remember, everyone's body is unique, so always listen to yours and make adjustments as needed.
Story Shot 5. Learn the different forms of fasting and Dr. Mindy Pels' 30-day reset program.
This is the end of part one and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the Story Shot. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. Story Shots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.